Hello, it's the 22nd of July, 2019, and today we have the Star and the Eight of Coins and the Queen of Cups, and quite a little jolt a little while ago. It wasn't like the last ones where it was a nice rolling, seagoing sort of a feeling. This was just a straight up bam. Yeah, that can, if that were any bigger, that's the kind that does serious damage, being the old quake veteran that I am. Anyway, here we go today. It's a good one. It's very cool. I love my job. If you're not just going through the motions and actually look forward to every day, and no matter how old you are, always have something left on the bucket list, in my opinion, at least you are truly successful. Presently, we have the industrious, nose to the grindstone, Eight of Coins, Earth, Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, who does not look up when we enter the room because he or she, head down, is so absorbed in what they are doing. This is the card of the apprentice, someone who is willing to put in the work to advance himself or herself in some way. This is self-improvement, coins representing the material earthly vessels that are our poor bodies, which require daily physical maintenance. The work being put in today is certainly going to bring rewards in the future, and this card can talk about daily diet and exercise. But what motivates this human? Good question. This card is never about doing it just for the money. But those cards are just around the corner, so to speak, in terms of the suit of pentacles, aka the money suit. The Queen of Cups, once again, most welcome in our future position. She or he is all dream blue eye candy, Morgan Greer deck. Just to lay eyes on this queen lowers blood pressure. She, like her king, rules the waters, Scorpio, Cancer, Pisces, and all wonders of the deep as pertain to the emotions and subconscious. She is the queen, however. She is pure feminine energy. She wears a dress, you know. Her and the king may even share dresses. This is someone you may emulate or be inspired by, or perhaps being the Queen of Cups someday is your own worthy goal. In control of your own emotions and not letting the waves toss you around. It's all surfing, man. There is a lot of repair work going on. The Star is our passing influence, and today it is the brightest star in the sky that I notice, and along with the psychic Queen of Cups, suggests coming out of a painful period or overcoming some tragedy or trauma. The Star, number 17 in the Major Arcana, follows the shock and awe of the terrible tower, the card of everything falling apart. Perhaps this is a new calling or occupation or rededication to developing a natural talent that may not necessarily have been your day job, or the company folded or a relationship collapsed and it's been hard to find your voice or inspiration again, but now you have. Gemini, Aquarius, Mercury. This could be in the form of a person who fits this queen's description, or you yourself are working hard to be more like her. Perhaps you are working to impress this lady, but money doesn't do it. Being the queen, she has plenty of her own. Talent and dedication does. I'm noticing the blue collar on the, and then I have typed here, holy crap, it's a quake, back in a second. And then I ran out the door, okay, then I came back in, and then I wrote, sorry about that, it was a good jolt this time, okay. And then I continued, just like the Queen of Cups, completely in control. I'll finish my post eventually. This is working for someone you love or love to work for, whether it's another person or yourself, whether here or gone from this earth. If this is a partnership, it is divinely inspired and truly worth the work. I was going to say the apprentice and the queen, both cards in their blue and gold, look like they're on the same team. The terracotta covered walls of the goldsmith's studio complements the queen's spacey blue sky, or you yourself are working at and achieving grounding and or emotional security. If you are an artist, this is your muse. 17 is 1 plus 7 is 8. We have two 8s here, which is really good, giving me a from here to eternity sort of a vibe. But also, those 7s mean we have to have faith in our own dream and be willing to work at it every day. Ah, the AC just came on. Good timing. Bye.